This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Right, and I think that's really important for Trump to remember. He laid out some issues. You addressed them already. You know, Obamacare, immigration, both the wall and reduction, really, in legal immigration, the type of immigration policy we've seen over the last couple of decades, really, since the 1960s, we changed our immigration policy. And most people aren't in favor of that. They want immigration to be controlled and work to the benefit of the American people. And yeah, that's a big undertaking. But Obamacare, immigration, tax reform, These are things that are non-negotiable. He has to do these now.
I think originalists, extreme vetting, I think building the wall, eliminating Obamacare, health savings accounts, three tax brackets instead of seven, lowering the corporate tax rate. I think energy independence and education back to the states.
Well, Sean Hannity there and Laura Ingraham last night talking about the things that Donald Trump should focus on. And, of course, we all have ideas and expectations as to, you know, what would make for a most successful out-the-gate, maybe first 100 days in office, as we discussed yesterday. And I think one of the most important things, if not the key deal, yes, all this other stuff is follow-through, and they're exactly right. But, you know, Scott, it's about getting people back to work. You know, get these regulations out of the way and open up, as we were, you know, talking with some of our guests, you know, on several occasions yesterday. And that is these regulations that have choked productivity. I really just believe this. I mean, I believe this so clearly, even more clearly than, you know, considering the possibilities of a Donald Trump presidency, is that you got to get America back to work. You get them back to work, the kids will get off the street. It'll calm, you know, some of this stuff down, you know.
I think the big thing is to get them back to participating. If unemployment, if you see it go up a little bit, that could be because more people are trying to find a job again. Because right now, isn't that why it's so low right now? Once you stop looking for a job, well, you're a non-participant then, and you're no longer part of the unemployed.
I don't buy into stop looking for a job, because people got to, even with government aid and that's not enough to carry the day. You know, most families need $3,000-$4,000. You know, they may get some food stamps and stuff, but they're working under the table.
Well, here in Minnesota, I know that there's people out there on government assistance that do make more than I do.
Yeah.
So,
well, they're gaming the system. There's no doubt in that kind of, and this is all part of what needs to happen in this country. Is we need to get our heads on straight, just have some integrity and ethics here. Part of the reason that all this stuff contributes, and the reason people start gaming the system, Scott, is because they think it's unfair. And, what's happened, you know, look what's going on with these people out in the street, you know, these young kids, they've been coddled, they've got this entitlement mindset, think that it's okay, well, wait a minute, you know, let's sit down, let's reason, let's think about this, you know, there's only so much money to go around, we want to, you know, you want to help all these other interests and everything, and be a positive contributor to society and to the world. Well, you know, it takes money, and it takes participation, and you're productive, and you live in a free country. And you're going to have an opportunity to, once again, I really believe this, to dream big dreams. You know, I think we've had this pent-up energy and productivity just lying there dormant, waiting for an opportunity to be unleashed. Make it fair. And I think that's what Donald Trump will do, is he's going to attack these issues in such a way. And I think they're easy enough, even as they were discussing last night, with the government regulations. I mean, look, at President Obama did a lot with a pen and a... And a cell phone. Well, guess what? I think that pen and cell phone stays in the Oval Office, doesn't it?
I believe it does. It's the property of the people, right?
Well, you got it. To be seen. But I believe, hey, look, if you get the people back to work, people working solves a lot of problems. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. Is hey, look, we got the most important step completed. If we are going to have a fair chance of getting this country back on track, so much happened on Tuesday night. I think that you got half the country still, you know, maybe in shock for a different reason, and the other half in shock for their own reason. You know, but hey, look, it's we're about ready to move forward here. So put on your seatbelts and your crash helmets. Get ready. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a fun time again here in America. Megan Barth is with us, founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. It's a morning again in America.
Yeah, it
is,
isn't it?
Week.
Well, I'll tell you.
Hard to move the smile from my face.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've had a great year, actually, after the Cubbies went, and we've got a Donald Trump presidency. So
yeah, look at here it is. I mean, my goodness, it's just been a wonderful time, and I think that what I'm excited most about, Megan, and is that I see America going back to work and doing what it naturally wants to do, and that is be productive. All these things that have been hamshackling, you know, businesses and employees and everything, I say most. I think we're just going to unleash this pent up productivity that has just been waiting to be expressed. And I'm excited about that because with that comes big dreams, innovation. I think it's going to be an exciting time again.
Yeah, it's absolutely going to be an exciting time again because America is going to work again. And the people that built this country are the people that saved this country.
Yes.
You know, the people that built this country with their hands, blood, sweat, and tears, as well as the people that protect this country.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats underestimated the American spirit. The Democrats didn't want to take accountability for NAFTA, which shuttered 70,000 factories in this country. The policies of the Democrats have actually destroyed the middle class. And the middle class, the working class, are the ones that rose up and took back this country so they could work again, so they could be prosperous again, so they could be great again, so they
yes.
could be safe again. And when you want, first time in my life, Bill, on Wednesday morning, first thing, and I'm up at the crack of dawn, as you know, I turn on MSNBC.
Yeah, because somebody has to wake the chickens up. You see, you're up so early, you're waking the chickens up.
That's right.
Exactly. That's what we love about you. You know, everybody has a job here, you know, so, okay.
But, you know, I woke up early and I turned on MSNBC. I never turned on MSNBC. But I wanted to see the leftists, the press, their reaction. And I don't know who had a longer face. I don't know if it was John Kerry or Andrea Mitchell. And then I turned over CNN. And Brooke Baldwin was having Don Lemon or someone interview someone on the ground outside of Philadelphia in those small rural countries, the ones that saved Pennsylvania from Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking to a painter. And the painter said, I can't get more than 30 hours of week of work a week. He said, I just want to go back to work.
Mm,
he said, since Obamacare, my hours have been drastically reduced. The jobs have dried up. He goes, and my sister, who has Obamacare, that supposed health care plan, he says, He said her premiums are going up from $300 and some odd a month to close to $700.
That's incredible. Month. Well, that's just.
And this was happening in Pennsylvania because Obamacare on average was going up 50%.
Yeah, in every city across America, just about, Megan. I mean, you know, this is an absolute disaster. And, you know, fixing our health care system, very important job. It's part of the contract with America that Donald Trump has made, and, you know, God bless him. God bless him. Go after it. He's going to turn some tables upside down like you and I talked about. People are not happy about it. You know, I think it's unfortunate that these kids look at, okay, so you didn't like it. I think it's ironic on one hand, too, is the liberals in watching MSNBC and CNN, they're like so careful. I mean, they're so sensitive about conservatives doing some sort of, you know, spike in the end zone kind of deal. And I haven't seen that happen. I may be missing something. I don't see anything there, you know, where there's some obvious gloating or anything, you know, certainly not like, you know, what happened when Barack Obama, you know, was elected, when you had Chris Matthews with that tingle up his leg and everything else that was going on. And even Mrs. Obama saying for the first time ever in her life, she's proud to be an American. You know, I mean, they were, and even topped off with the president saying, look at, elections have consequences. I am the president. You know, we've been living with that attitude for 8 years. Is it any wonder that it's gotten as contentious as it is? But, you know, conservatives do what conservatives do. You know, we're just eager to get to work and to get this country back on track, make it great again, let the constituency have an opportunity to express themselves. You know, and I say even for, you know, some of the protesting, as long as they stay, you know, within the law, and as some people are breaking the law and they're going to pay the price and deservedly so. But, you know, soon, and this country is going to leave them in the dust if they want to sit there and complain, because we're moving forward. We really are moving forward, and they're going to miss the bus. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. And first of all, when you have a millennial generation, Generation Y, which has been raised either by their parents or in their quote-unquote institutions of learning,
right,
which are really institutions of indoctrination, they don't learn, nor do they learn how to think.
The coddling institutions. Oh, you're so upset. You can't take a test, you know, because you're so upset about the election.
Exactly. They're learning that even losers don't get trophies, even though they were raised differently. This is the everyone gets a trophy generation.
Right.
And that simply isn't real life. You know, people actually do lose. And when people lose, the losers are supposed to graciously bow out. However, the peaceful transition of power that these Democrats were requesting never existed. The Democrats aren't peaceful with their power. They aren't peaceful when they take the IRS and stick them on the average American to shut down a conservative 501c3.
Right.
When Barack Obama sent in the goons from the DOJ into Gibson Guitars in Tennessee because the owner of Gibson Guitars was a conservative, that's not really a peaceful exercise of power. So they can take the request for the peaceful transition of power and stick it where the sun don't shine.
Right.
And as for the Democrats, the Hillary supporters that are now rioting in cities across this country, solely funded by the DNC and George Soros, as well as I'm sure that there's some other millennial types that have the Lena Dunham rage syndrome,
mm-hmm,
that are now beating cops, beating white people, threatening Donald Trump with assassination. This is who we're up against.
Yeah, and where's the president? Where's the voice of the president calling for civility here, Megan? You know, to calm this.
We're expecting something different.
Yes,
community organizer loves this.
Mm-hmm.
This is what community organizers do. So he didn't leave the community organizer philosophy. He's still a student of Saul Alinsky. He's still a Marxist. He's still a puppet of George Soros.
Mm-hmm.
This is who he is. And this is who has been defeated. The war now begins. The next battle.
Well,
because the battle won on Tuesday, but the real battle begins by cutting off the money from the Marxists.
Exactly.
That free throw.
Megan, we got to leave it there. We got to go to break. We'll be right back. Megan Barr, founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. More from Megan right after this.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, in honor of Veterans Day, America, 2016, here's the music of the military services that have served us so well over the years. Happy Veterans Day. test later to make sure you understand which song goes with what branch of service, okay? Birthday to the Marines. Yesterday, celebrating their 241st birthday. Semper Fi, Marines. Hey, welcome back. There it is, as we celebrate all the branches of our services, and we thank them for their service. And, you know, it is a real special day around America because it is Veterans Day, Megan. And, you know, there it is, the music. We started out with, of course, the theme songs from, you know, the Army, the Navy, Marine Corps, and, of course, the Coast Guard as well. So I think we got everybody covered there.
Oh, yes, you did. And I come from a long line of servicemen. My great-grandfather is a Purple Heart recipient. My grandfather was a gunner on the USS Paul Jones in World War II. My dad's a Marine. Many men have served this country and raised me right to respect the military and to give thanks every time I see one of them because, you know, these are the men and women that have provided us the freedoms, that have provided us the freedom to protest, not to riot, to protest,
right,
and to assemble peacefully. And these are the men and women that do this day in and day out. And their families are also one of the unsung heroes. Yeah,
they're all part of it. You're exactly right. And I'm glad you included the family, Megan, because you know, we were talking about this yesterday with a researcher, you know, one of the key doctors, researchers from the Veterans Administration yesterday, and they do, you know, with all the controversy the VA has gone through, I'll tell you, their research department is phenomenal. But, you know, the families are the ones that are left behind that, are, you know, find empty chairs come Thanksgiving at their Thanksgiving table and reminded, you know.
Yeah, the mamas pulled all together, the mamas, the grandparents,
exactly,
you know, all the folks that are left behind as their loved one serves abroad. They have to keep the family unit together. They have to keep the finances together. They have to keep themselves together when they don't know if their husband or their wife, boyfriend, et cetera, is ever going to come back.
Exactly.
So I just salute all of our veterans as well as their families for sacrificing every day.
Really amazing, Megan. You know, when you think about the number of veterans today, according to Mark Lucas with Concerned Vets, says there's 21 million Americans in America today, each and every one of them sacrificed so we could live freely. You are our heroes, and we salute you, is the quote. But the 21 million, you know, number stands out loud and clear for me. You know, that number should be a lot larger, in my humble opinion. More people should have skin in the game than they would appreciate, and maybe it'd get them out of this snowflake nation mentality a little bit that we're seeing being exposed. And that's the thing that this whole year has been about. It's been about exposure, you know, and here we are. After 8 years of a progressive, you know, agenda, Saul Alinsky-influenced mindset, America has been devastated. And now we have an opportunity to right the ship here. And people deservedly so are excited. And, you know, we'll let those that are disappointed, hey, go ahead, express yourself, do it within the law. If you don't, hey, you're going to pay the price because we are a nation of laws and it works both ways. And we want to be about the people's business. It's time to stay focused on what the vision is for this country. The other part is noise, and it's inconvenience, but we're going to have to step over it and step in it for a little bit. But that's okay. We know where we're going, and that's what we'll focus on, right?
Right, and what we really have to do is, in order to protect our country as well from enemies foreign and domestic, is also protect our country from the enemies that fund this type of anarchy.
Right.
And I'm specifically talking about George Soros, and who works closely with the DNC.
Mm.
He has over 200 501c3 C4 organizations that are anti-American sentiment that are a cancer. Growing in this country. For example, in Nevada, where I live, the voter fraud turned the state blue.
Mm.
And the voter fraud was conducted by none other than a George Soros organization called Plan Nevada. But one of the Democrats' keynote speakers at the DNC convention was an illegal immigrant by the name of Astrid Silva. Well, she was tapped by the DNC to voter drive, get out the vote in Nevada.
Right.
So this is what is going on across each state, because George Soros has projects in each state to turn that state into a progressive hellhole.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they tried to do with Nevada. They're temporarily successful. I live there. They won't be successful too much longer.
Mm-hmm.
But that's exactly what they did with California.
Right.
And when they overthrew the Secretary of State's office, those who control the counts or count the votes are the ones that control the election. And so this is what their goal is that every Secretary of State will be a progressive, every judge on a bench will be a progressive, and he had his hands at the refugee resettlement.
Right.
So we need to somehow, and I don't know what the laws are, but we need to cut off his spending. And I believe that Donald Trump knows exactly who George Soros is, and we'll figure out a way to defund the anti-American organizations that are truly undermining our republic.
Yeah, if we can't handle the George Soroses of the world, and he's just one of many, as you state, Megan, then how can we deal with ISIS and their continued expansion? Right now they're what, in at least 30 countries. They're even here in America. We've got the FBI states. We have open investigations on ISIS in every state of the union. We need to go into this with our eyes wide open and not delude ourselves. And I think this is also going to be one of the benefits of a Trump administration. As you mentioned, Megan, Trump really successfully exposed and emasculated, the ruling class of America, and they are upset. The party is over for them, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Donald Trump, as a populist or as a whatever you want to label him, set socialism back at least 30 years. So we all kind of take a deep sigh of relief.
Well, America has an opportunity, Megan, and many people came out and voted. They didn't want to be harassed and attacked because of their views and a wholesome view that was, good for middle-class America, to get middle-class America working. We have friends that have talked about the decimation of the middle class, and this is what the Obama administration legacy will be leaving behind. But thank God we have one Donald Trump on the horizon here. That could help us get this country back on track. Megan Barr, founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Megan, always good to have you with us.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details. It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
Still the one I want to talk to today. Still the one that turns my head. We're still having fun, and you're still the one.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Okay, it's right here that we have the welcome mat open for you. It's laid out for your opinion right here on Bill Martinez Live. Get involved in the conversation. Hashtag BMartinezLive.com, of course. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Always good to have you along with us as we, we're a couple of days down the road after the election. I know half of America is very elated about the results. Others are, a bit concerned. And is it any wonder because of the narrative that has been out there, not to mention the shock of it all? And, I talked to some of my liberal friends and, that are, quick to express their shock. And I said, well, now you know a little bit how conservatives felt, particularly after 2012. Yeah, 2028 with John McCain, it was an interesting time. You just see somebody who comes onto the national stage with a lot of charm and was just, was one of those perfect storms. When Barack Obama came here, not only, and I think that a good portion of America wanted to be able to, vote for the first black president. Well, we did. You can check that off your bucket list. You've accomplished that. Not sure what got accomplished on behalf of freedom and liberty and the American way of life, sadly. And I know for some that might sound a little harsh and critical. Go ahead.
I was going to say I also like that the more liberal side isn't blaming. They aren't saying that. I haven't heard any of them say that she lost because she was a woman. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that
Cokie Roberts kind of suggested that a little bit. You know, she threw that out the other night, which had that, you know, again, you talk about the racial divide and this, you know, this negative thinking kind of deal. You know, I think America closer and closer is realizing that vision that Martin Luther King had for this country, that it's not about the color of his skin. It's not whether or not you have ovaries or whatever, or that you're, you know, you're gender specific. You know, it is the content of your character. And this is what got judged. After all was said and done, it was the content of her character. And I know some would argue, well, what about Trump and that kind? Well, outside of that, the next step is, what's the vision? What is the vision that you had? Even, you know, Hillary's own people said she didn't have a message. I mean, when you got her own people in her inner circle saying that, well, then how was America going to respond?
Yeah, and you know, with all the and I do this with air quotes, protests, because I think Megan was a little right. Some of them are closer to a riot than a protest.
Right.
You got to remember that those are that's a minority. That's a not a majority of people either that are doing that. So, you know, you can't. It's hard for me. I don't want them to. You know, I lean more Republican. And I don't want them to blame me for something that, you know, because a KKK guy comes out and says he's Republican. I don't want to be lumped in with that. Mm-hmm. So I feel the same towards my liberal friends, you know. If they, I don't want to lump them in with people that are, you know.
Knuckleheads,
yeah.
Right. No, I hear you. And again, I think we've got so much ahead and to focus on. I mean, we can get caught up in all this. It's like that old saying, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. What is the goal here? If the goal is to get America back on track, that's what we need to do. Everything needs to be qualified, you know, even down to the point of our thoughts. You know, what are you doing? Are you adding or taking away from the proposition that supports getting this country back on track and making us great again? Okay? And I think, I got to tell you this, Scott, I think for the first time in my lifetime, you know, the idea, you know, because I hear this, you know, sometimes, even Hillary Clinton said that she believed that America's better days lie ahead, not behind. That even greater days lie ahead for America. And I believe that. I really do. I think that for 8 years, we've had, you know, people handcuffed and tied down and held back. And I am excited for these years ahead where I believe, you know, the shackles of, you know, mind control and thoughts and restrictions of a big government and, you know, the kind of stuff. And Megan touched on this, which, you know, people need to understand, you know, how manipulative, how evil, and I say evil, this administration was to take out, you know, a group like the Tea Party, people that are just, you know, Main Street Americans, everyday American patriots that wanted to be a part of the solution to America's ills. And what happened? This administration, with the IRS and other government agencies, shut them down. I mean, to the point that here we are. I mean, they shut them down for, what, 3 election cycles for all? Because even in this election cycle, they're not tooled up like they were when they started back in, you know, what, back in 07, 06, when they were really gaining momentum. I mean, with the IRS coming down on them, you know, so they were taken out of the public square, and I think that's absolutely disgusting, and I cannot wait until they get unleashed again, and you know, they don't have to deal with the IRS lurking over them. I mean, make sure, you know, that they get their their tax exemptions as they should, and you know, and forget about this stuff where you got the heavy hand of government deciding, you know, who's going to be winners and losers here.
Yeah, you know, if what was it about 6 months ago that Obama talked about one of his big failings was the divide that's in the country. Well, part of the way that we heal that divide is we have to stop calling each other Democrats or Republicans.
Right.
That's just a party. That's not who the people of that party are. You know, as a whole, nothing. I agree with the Republicans on a lot of things, but on some things I just don't.
Right.
And, you know, and I agree with some things with the Democrats, too. And on other things, I just can't. There's this part of me that says that's wrong.
Lose sight of what the objective is, Scott. It gets lost in your identification with a D or an R or an independent. I mean, this is why there's such a growing number of independents in the country. They go, I don't want to play those reindeer games, you know? They're really not.
And the other thing is that if you say you're Republican, everybody's so quick to, well, then you're homophobic, Islamophobic, sexist, all racist, you know, all these things. And I'll be the first to admit, I am bigoted at times. There are opinions that people hold that I know are wrong, and they're the wrong opinion. So
right.
I'm very much against that opinion.
Right.
But we gotta remember, if you look at it, Trump didn't just beat Democrats. The Republicans tried to stop him.
Exactly.
So he has shown that he's willing to fight both sides. So that's somebody that you. It should be somebody that you can look at and say, well, at least we know he's not just going to, toe the company line on this.
Exactly. And be beholden to people. See, one of the key things for me right off the bat was, the fact that he was so independently wealthy. He wasn't going to have to rely on a lot of lobbyists and the inner workings and machinations of the political class. And I thought, okay, this is going to be very liberating for him and for this country if he's elected president.
Well, look at how much more money the Democrats made during this cycle here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's come out and said, I don't want the president's salary. I don't need it.
He did say that.
Yeah.
I was wondering if he was going to say that, so I'm glad to hear that. Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he was governor of California, didn't. So, hey, maybe we can put that $400,000 a year, we'll give it to the vets.
Well, yeah, and some of the things that he wants to do, they make sense. He wants to upgrade the infrastructure in our country.
Right.
That's a good thing.
Oh, shovel-ready jobs immediately. That's not, helping crony capitalists, get their tentacles into the people's treasury. It's getting people back to work. I mean, this is what I'm saying. I think people are just, they're ready to go. They're ready to get back to work. We've had enough sniveling, enough, hurt feelings and all this other stuff. Let's be about the people's business and focus on that which is most important.
My dad said it to me best. He said, America doesn't need more bodies. America needs better minds. So if somebody adds to the mind of America, that's who you want to bring in.
Amen.
You don't just need a body.
And what can you do, ladies and gentlemen? Are you going to add or take away? Get ready. America is ready to be launched once again.
This report is brought to you by Humana Medicare. As Americans make their choices in the 2016 presidential race, there's another election that's also important to people with Medicare, the Medicare Annual Election Period, AEP, to enroll in Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plans. This year's AEP lasts from October 15th through December 7th. The first step to selecting the right Medicare plan is reviewing your current health needs, looking at your healthcare budget, and anticipating any healthcare needs for 2017. This will help determine which Medicare plan is right for you. Jeff Fernandez, Vice President, Western Segment, for the Medicare Advantage products at Humana.
When identifying the best Medicare plan for you, remember the following tips. Comparison shop and research prescription drugs, and use Medicare.gov to analyze Medicare plans that cover the medications you need. Compare and consider plans that offer coverage you may need, like vision and dental benefits.
For more, visit humana.com/Medicare.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
I forgot to tell you, Carlos and Maria don't speak in English.
Yes.
Well, I'm back now.
Estamos encantados de conocer a tu mujer.
Sí, chico.
Oh, muchas gracias, muchas gracias. They want me to tell you that they're very happy to meet you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
¿Quieres un poquito de vino, María?
Gracias.
¿Lucy? Carlos, ¿quieres un poquito de vino?
Sí, muchas gracias.
Bueno, a sus saludes.
A la salud.
A Cubita Bella.
Okay.
It's Bill Martinez live.
You know, that is so you. This is so you.
I hear
these things and I go, this is Lolo. I'm sorry, what?
I was sitting there going, how do you say, I took Spanish for 3 years. Can I at least say good morning and not just, how do you tell, you know, que hora es? What time is it? And I'm like, is it muy mañana? It's not por la mañana? What is it? 3 years of Spanish down the toilet. Nothing.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. Did you ever play that first semester? Yeah, when
Buenos
Dias. It goes a long way. Yes, exactly.
All the time. Every time of the day.
Yes. Buenos Dias. Yeah, it'll work. Like aloha.
Now,
like aloha. Coming and going. Well,
I almost our son, but that didn't do me any good.
Yeah. Well, real quick, did you and Robin, did you ever watch that first semester, you know, Spanish love song I told you guys about? Did you ever do that?
Crickets.
Okay.
Think so.
All right. Well, if that's what you got to do. You got to play that. Yeah. Play that for him. It is a hoot. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's Living Life with Lauren. Lauren Kitchen Stewart with us right now. Let me finish my introduction of you. Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Please. All right. National radio personality. I get to brag on you. This is important. College professor, motivational speaker, and cheerleader. You know, for America these days. I mean, what an exciting time, huh, Lolo?
Oh, goodness. I'm just so thrilled. And we have to talk fast. We only have 12 minutes. We got a lot to cram into this short amount of time. But I'm so grateful, so thankful. I was telling Bill family before we went on that I keep crying because I'm just so overwhelmed with God has given us a second chance. And I know some of you out there might not feel that way. But I tell you what, I feel like we are in a great position to get things turned around. And I know probably most of us were up all night Tuesday night. All night. I would fall asleep for a little bit. Robin, of course, because he needs no sleep. Yeah. I'd kind of wake up for a minute. I'm like, where are we now? Then I go back to sleep, and he'd be like, I just want to die. And then I get up and jump in the pile and went to bed at 3 or 4 in the morning. Mm. So excited. It was. You know what it felt like? It felt like a little kid on Christmas morning. Mm. And I just had these feelings of euphoria that kept sweeping over me because I was just so thankful for our nation, that our nation rose up, that we said, you know, we're tired of the politics, we're tired of political dynasties, we're tired of you know, the institutions that are above the law. We want to be for the common man. And, I mean, it's just been a great week. You know, and if I ever stop and want to complain or get frustrated, I have to go, I'm not going to.
That's right.
So that's my personal feelings. I know everybody doesn't share those feelings.
Well,
but those are mine.
You know, it's running the whole gamut here, Lauren. You know, like you say, you know, you teared up over the realization of it. You had people tearing up because of, it, you know, what they had been led to believe. You know, this was very vitriolic type deal. I mean, the following day I happened to go to a dinner and, it was a gay couple there, and they were freaked out. I go, wait, what do you think? You think Trump's going to just throw you off the top of buildings or something? What are you thinking? You know, it's just,
and you want to say, well, maybe ISIS would have, but now we're going to take care of that.
Right, exactly. But,
you know, kind of make them think the other direction, which I've tried to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. But it just, you know, it is so hysterical. And then you and I talked about it earlier that, you know, some of these kids that Hillary Clinton put on TV, which I think was absolutely disgusting, you know, where you got a 10-year-old kid saying, Mom, is Mr. Trump going to, you know, send me out of the country, you know, send me, you know, what is
but they
all
were
this?
Having to pull out all the stuff that was all they had.
All this fear-mongering.
And all the ammunition that they had to try to get to the heart of people. And I think we all have stopped and gone, you know what? We're not all getting the same information.
Exactly.
Because we couldn't be and have such different thoughts. Like, I put something up on Facebook, just a little video of this lovely man who was off the streets when he was young, just wandered into Trump Tower's lobby. Donald Trump gave him a job, still there to this day. It was just beautiful. And I said, this is a beautiful side of who he is.
Yeah.
I took a beating like nobody's business, but the things they were saying were not accurate. You know, so Robin kept going, Lauren, everybody's not getting the information that you're getting. And I'm telling you, media played a bigger part in all this than anything we've ever seen. And that was a little bewildering.
Yeah, no question about it.
In the old days, whatever you were watching should pretty much be the same information across the board back in the old days.
Well, we're not a monolithic group, no doubt about it. We're going to have, you know, the full panoply of opinions flying out there.
Uh-huh.
This is why, you know, Lauren, as I told you, when I, you know, decided to come back on the air and I felt like God was really impressing on me to pursue the truth, that the truth was so important.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we try to do, and we're so committed to, is pursuing the truth, because outside of the truth and outside of the facts, opinion rules. And that's when we can get ourselves in a lot of trouble. And this is what got exposed, you know, because people are saying, you know, you got the president going, well, hey, we're doing so great with unemployment. We're doing all this other stuff. And, you know, this is the best it's ever been and yada, yada. And, you know, I got neighbors looking at themselves going, where is it good? You know, in the Beltway, in Washington, D.C., you know, two of the most wealthiest, zip codes in the country are right there around the Beltway. But you know what it reminds me of a little bit, if you remember, back in the 60s and 70s with Detroit. They had a very, kind of focused and self-serving perspective. And what one expert told me, he said, Bill, you got to remember in Detroit, you got these people think that they got the best cars, but what they're failing to realize is that they get to drive their cars to the company store, and they've got engineers on staff right there. You know, they got mechanics right there. You know, say, hey, the cars run a little bit of rough. You know, while I'm going to work, you know, and they fix it, and they think they're driving the best cars. But everyday Americans don't have that.
That's right.
You know?
That's right, and that's a great point to make. And I just, my prayer would be that at some point journalism would kind of start to take an honest turn. I don't probably see that happening. I mean, that's being a la-la kind of world, but that's what I would hope, because we are all supposed to be arriving at what is the truth. And like what you're saying is people had different points of what their truth was because they're getting different information, and
exactly,
that's what shouldn't be.
Right.
So, I mean, but you know what was so neat for us? We were in line for a long time. Now, this is in Mississippi where, you know, normally you just walk right through. We're in line for like an hour to vote on Tuesday, had the best conversations with people. We were all talking. It was a time of unity. I was so thrilled that people were getting out to vote and being passionate about this election, whether they believed how I did or not. And that was kind of a sweet moment for my heart in line that hour, just getting to know people, all walks of life, all different skin colors, all different socioeconomic backgrounds. And we just came together and said, hey, I'm going to cast my vote for who I think is best. And,
right,
you know, this election, that was affirming that
right,
people got out to vote, unlike previous years. And, I mean, I think it was exciting for all of us because we do, we're all stopping to go, you know what, our vote does make a difference.
Yes, without a doubt.
This country is where we live, and we don't want to be feeling like we got to flee and go live somewhere else. And I don't know that any of us have ever felt that way to that degree in my lifetime anyway.
Well, I got to tell you, Lauren, I am really proud of our brothers and sisters in faith who came out in record numbers.
Yes.
I mean, they really led the way. I mean, we were talking about this. I mean, and most amazing, 81 to 16% of evangelical voters voted in high numbers for Donald Trump. And this was according to the exit poll results. I mean, that's huge. You know, and I'm glad they got out there. They are leading the way. I mean, because when you look at this country, I mean, from its very origins, Lauren, it was people of faith, people that believed in God, the creator of heaven and earth, to give us this opportunity of the great American experiment. And I'm grateful to God above all things. You know, like you and I were talking about, it's like this Nineveh moment, with this second chance, you know, for America. Otherwise, what was on the horizon here, I really believe that America was so far and so close to the precipice of extinction
that
we were going to hand over in America to the next generation. I was thinking our kids and our grandkids, what were they going to be left with?
Right. Well, that's why I think people finally woke up, and that's what I was praying, that the blinders were lifted from people's eyes. And I think we talked about that last week,
right,
and that people would get out and make a difference with their vote. And, you know, a lot of people think what happened, Bill, is they weren't saying what they were thinking and feeling because they didn't want to be attacked.
Exactly.
They were kind of keeping it quiet. Mm. And but I was telling people, you know what, this is not a time to be a withering violet. This is a time to be a roaring lion. And with respect and love, I'm not saying get out there and sling hash and reduce people to a worm, but tell people why you feel how you feel, because if you influence one person with your passion in love and honesty, it's been worth the fact that you open your mouth. And so I think what happened on Election Day, people were finally, I'm confident, I'm coming out, I've got my private, you know, little voting chamber where I can do what God's called me to do.
Right.
And that's why we saw things flip so much. I think people weren't standing up because they were afraid to, but when it came to voting, they did.
They did big time, no doubt about it. And at the base of all this, Lauren, you know, people of faith understand this. I had this conversation with Mike Huckabee many years back when he ran his first time, you know, running for president. And I said, Governor, you know as well as I do, this is a spiritual issue at the core of all this. And people of faith understand it, that it is a spiritual issue. And we get to chalk one up for the good guys. And, you know, for those of us in faith, and I say this to our family of listeners and understanding that it is a breath of people, and some do not necessarily believe exactly as we do. But let me tell you, the Bible says clearly, when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. And people are rejoicing. People are rejoicing right now. And we say, and I think what you're saying, Lauren, is very appropriate, and that is it's a good thing to rejoice and acknowledge that God has given us a second chance, right?
Well, that's exactly where we are, and I'm just grateful, and I want to keep basking this moment, and I encourage all of you to do the same, because things are going to turn around. They are. I know it.
Exactly. Lauren Kitchen-Stewart, thank you, Lolo. Take care. Have a good weekend.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson.